At Ritual, Mother's Day is kind of a big deal, and we're celebrating accordingly. Find your ritual. If mom needs a bit of stress relief, digestive support, or is looking to support glowy, smooth skin, do it today with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast for 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Slash Film Daily. Today is Tuesday, May 6th, 2025. On today's episode of the show, we're going to be going over the latest film and TV news. My name is Ben Pearson. I'm an editor at slashfilm.com, and I shouldn't have said we, because it's actually just me on today's podcast. Everybody at Slash Film is very busy, and I just wanted to jump on here real quick. It's going to be a pretty short episode, but I wanted to run through a few news items that I thought were worth your time. So first of all, the trailer for Grand Theft Auto 6 has been released, and that's obviously not a movie, not movie related, but the game is going to be the biggest game of all time. Probably a massive amount of attention has been placed on this game. Even for people in the movie and TV space who don't care at all about video games, they're going to have to grapple with just the sheer consequences, the effect that this game is going to have on the world of entertainment as at large. And the game was originally supposed to come out, well, I'm not sure what its original date was, but most recently it was supposed to come out at some point in 2025. It has now been bumped back to May 26th, 2026. So what that means for Hollywood remains to be seen, because I'm sure Disney is not thrilled about that news, because they have The Mandalorian and Grogu, which is their first Star Wars movie since 2019, that is going to be hitting theaters on May 22nd, just a few days before Grand Theft Auto 6 comes out. And so are they going to be able to make the money that they need in that very short window? That seems unlikely, because I would think that the whole reason that they tried to turn The Mandalorian into a movie is because they knew that there was a built-in fan base there, and they were hoping for repeat business. That's the way that these movies get to $1 billion these days, is through people going back and seeing them over and over and over again. And if people only go see it once, and maybe only some people go see it once because other people haven't seen the show or don't care about the show or thought that it dropped off in quality or whatever, and then spend the rest of their time that week and in the following weeks playing Grand Theft Auto 6, that's not great for Disney's plans. So I'm really wondering if we're going to see some shuffling of the Hollywood movie calendar right around that time. And that will, I think, be proof that these executives are paying very close attention to this and see it as the threat that it really is. So that's happening. I also wanted to mention that Ryan Reynolds is working on another Deadpool movie. He is reportedly working on various treatments for a new Deadpool film, but he's not thinking about it as a Deadpool-focused solo movie. So these treatments apparently include the Deadpool character and three or four other X-Men characters as well. We're not sure which characters those are yet. And he recently said, the quote that he said, I think this was to Time magazine, was, "I'm writing a little something right now. It's an ensemble, but I like that he's isolated. If Deadpool becomes an Avenger or an X-Man, we're at the end. That's his wish fulfillment, and you can't give him that." So again, there's no indication of like when this movie might be given the green light, when it might be released, who might be in it, or who might be directing it. None of that. But for those of you who loved Deadpool and Wolverine, at least it sounds like a follow-up of some kind is actively being worked on. If I had to guess, I would suspect that this is going to come out in the aftermath of Secret Wars, when presumably the board has sort of been shaken up and shuffled around, and maybe some new X-Men characters have been introduced at that point. So we'll see what happens there. Speaking of superhero-related things, James Gunn and Peter Safran, who run DC Studios, were very excited about the screenplay for Sergeant Rock, which was written by Challenger's screenwriter Justin Kariscus. And we've talked about that film. I think Daniel Craig was originally going to be, he was rumored to be playing a soldier who in the comics, he leads this company of troops and battles the Nazis during World War II. The movie was going to be directed by Luca Guadagnino, which is an odd choice, as we talked about. And now that movie is no longer moving forward, at least for now. So Colin Farrell eventually came on board in the lead role And now the film has fallen apart, reportedly because it wouldn't be able to begin shooting by this summer, and shooting in the winter was apparently out of the question based on the time of the year the story is set. So DC has put the movie on hold until 2026. We'll see if it ever ends up happening. This is not the first time that a Sergeant Rock movie has fallen apart. Arnold Schwarzenegger was going to play that character at one point, I think in the 80s or early 90s. And we have a story up on slashfilm.com that has all the details about what happened to that version and why it didn't end up moving forward. So check that out. I'll link to that in the show notes. The other thing that I wanted to mention is Guy Ritchie has been hired to direct Roadhouse 2 for Amazon MGM Studios. There's still no word about what the story is going to be this time, but Jake Gyllenhaal is coming back as Dalton, the former UFC fighter who became a bouncer at a Florida bar and faced off against a villain played by Conor McGregor. I don't recall what my initial real reaction was to that movie, but as I sit here and think about it now, I think it was okay. It was not nearly as special as the original 1989 film starring Patrick Swayze, which had just this ridiculous swagger to it and this kind of offbeat, how the heck did this ever actually get approved by anyone energy that I really appreciated. So something like 80 million people watched the 2024 version of Roadhouse. So I guess it makes sense that the studio would want to come back for more. And I'm supposing that screenwriter Will Beale, who worked on stuff like Gangster Squad, Bad Boys Ride or Die, and Beverly Hills Cop Axel F, will probably take the Dalton is a wandering Ronin approach, where the character like rolls up to another bar and becomes the bouncer there as well. The weird part about that is like they made the choice to have the actual bar in the 2024 movie be called the Roadhouse. So are they actually going to end up narratively connecting it back to that location? Or are they just going to ignore that altogether, even though this is probably going to be called Roadhouse 2? Who knows? Guy Ritchie worked with Gyllenhaal on The Covenant a couple of years ago. They actually have another movie coming up called In the Gray. So they clearly enjoy collaborating, which is nice for them. And I don't know about Guy Ritchie. Like, when he has a really solid script, he can make incredibly enjoyable movies. So I'm just curious if this ends up being kind of a forgettable cash-in or something that maybe it'll bring out the best in everyone involved. So fingers crossed there. And then lastly, there's not really much to go on here, but Warner Brothers shared on social media that Practical Magic 2 is coming only to theaters on September 18th, 2026. We talked about this when it was first announced, but now it actually has an official release date. We know Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman are coming back to reprise their roles from the original 90s sort of cult classic Halloween season movie. They play witches who are sisters. I watched that movie for the first time, I think it was last October, and I talked about it with BJ, so you can go back and check out an old water cooler episode if you want to hear more about the specifics on the original film. But that's all we know really about Practical Magic 2 at this point. So mark your calendar, September 18th, 2026. And that's going to do it for today's episode. Like I said, really short one. We have a lot going on this week at Slash Film. We have some interview stuff coming up for you that I'm excited about, so stay tuned for that. You can find more about everything that I talked about at slashfilm.com. Slash Film Daily is published every weekday, bringing you the most exciting news from the world of movies and TV, as well as deeper dives into the great features you can find on the site. You can subscribe to the show on Apple, Overcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Send your feedback, questions, comments, concerns, and mailbag topics to us at bpearson@slashfilm.com. Make sure to leave your name and general geographic location in case we mention your email on the air. Don't forget to take a minute to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That really helps us out a lot. Tell your friends about the show any way you can. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
At Ritual, Mother's Day is kind of a big deal, and we're celebrating accordingly. Find your ritual. If mom needs a bit of stress relief, digestive support, or is looking to support glowy, smooth skin, do it today with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast for 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.